Hi everybody, this is Jez Mahin with the Embassy of Peace, talking about cosmic microfuel and a way to upgrade our nourishment systems on Earth so that we come into better patterns of health physically and also health environmentally. At the Embassy of Peace, we've had a good look at nutrition as well and how to create not just the rhythm of health in society, but also the rhythms of happiness and harmony with our food and lifestyle choices as well. Some people are concerned that our population on Earth is growing and we will not have enough resources to feed everybody in the future. However, we know that if we are a vegetarian planet, then we can comfortably feed at least 11 billion people, provided our resources are distributed in a way that benefits everybody. But tonight or today in this video, we wish to just share a little bit from my book, Being Essence, when we look at cosmic microfood in a different perspective. Is it possible? Well, to some people in our world, not yet, simply because they haven't been given the educational program into this reality. And that is part of what we do at the Embassy of Peace, is try to provide, hopefully provide, good educational information that gives people a greater freedom of choice and to make choices that benefit the whole. Resource sustainability, not that difficult when we start to understand this pure and perfect resource that we all carry within, that people call the essence, the I Am presence, the highest self, the divine self, and many other labels. So, as we move now into a higher dimension of expression, which is a result of being more imbued with our essence, we find that it can also provide us with a type of physical body nourishment that I have come to call cosmic microfood. And this is a field of study that I've been personally involved in for now over 20 years. Due to the beneficial effects that our research has found that this can have on both our health and environment, we will include some of the basics of this on a bigger picture level in this video. To me, one of the most fulfilling journeys a soul can make while anchored in the plane of duality is awareness of and full reconnection and perfect union with the one that is breathing them, their I Am essence. Yet unity consciousness allows us to feel and sense that essence as being everywhere, that it is the very fabric of creation, the baseline frequency of life. Apart from being able to nourish us physically by its cosmic microfood flow, it also aligns us to a rhythm of such peace and contentment that we find ourselves forever transformed. Its gifts are endless. Its ability to love, guide, heal, and nourish us completely is natural yet profound. It reveals itself in its own way, in its own time, when the energy streams can match it within us and around us. And yet we are never separate from it. It is always there. Just its volume alters, the strength or subtlety with which it flows. All of this we can control by understanding the science of pranic living, which is actually the science of being essence. While we have already written 5 books on the being nourished by prana reality, which share much more detail about this, the key to being able to be free from the need to take physical food and fluid is to be anchored in the versions of ourselves that are most imbued with essence. This makes the breatharian reality a spiritual journey and not a diet, for this intake of cosmic microfood comes from direct access to our essence and its multidimensional nature. Everyone has a version of themselves that has this freedom. We all have multidimensional, interdimensional versions that are already the true breatharian. Versions that exist without form as a flow of intelligent, loving consciousness. We all have versions of ourselves that are also so light-filled yet still in form that prana as essence is the natural source of nourishment. It is impossible to live without physical food or fluid intake if all we focus on is our personality self with its beta brain function, living in a dual-natured world. Yet a breatharian is said to be a breather of God, and God as essence breathes us all. As we shift identification to our essence nature, as we feel it, experience all its gifts, including the choice of where we wish to take our physical body nourishment from, then we find that not only is our essence as a godlike force breathing us, but that we are, in essence, the pure I am that some call God. So let's look at just some facts regarding our baseline essence and resource of nourishment, its ability for us to live on its energy called living on light. Firstly, our essence is our life force, which is pure prana. To understand how we can utilize our baseline essence as an internal resource, we need to understand its composition, what it actually contains. As an energy force, our baseline essence holds all the building blocks of life, and all creation has the same baseline essence woven through it. For example, a cotton shirt cannot be made until the cotton has been sown as seeds, then grown, harvested, and then woven. And from this fabric, many types of garments can be made. Our baseline is like the cloth, a weave that runs through all. Similarly, the fabric of creation can be woven in many different ways. Some is woven into universes, galaxies, solar systems, planets, humans, and other life forms. How the baseline essence expresses itself and its very existence in everything then becomes the common denominator of all, as it is in all. As the supporting fabric of creation, our baseline essence has every vitamin, mineral, element, chemical, electromagnetic pulse, potential, and much more than a human body could need to utilize. Therefore, feeding our body and living purely on prana or on our baseline essence is not about creating an alternate source of nourishment. Instead, we just need to tap into what is already in our baseline essence and allow it to do what it has always known how to do, even though we may have forgotten this. Merging our awareness and aligning our whole biosystem back with our baseline essence brings many additional gifts apart from its ability to physically nourish us. We tap into our baseline essence in many different ways, yet the process begins by our acknowledgement of our baseline essence as an internal resource that we can all access. Acknowledgement of our baseline essence is easier also when it is not just an idea, but it is a tangible experience. experiencing our baseline essence comes from matching frequencies with it, which we do via the Luscious Lifestyle program that also emphasizes baseline essence identification and conscious alignment. Due to the universal law of resonance, our baseline essence also grows via our focus upon it. Our baseline essence contains a field of infinite intelligence. In this field is the innate knowing of how to keep a life form alive and healthy on all levels. In fact, our baseline essence holds pre-programmed data flows on how to access anything we need to be self-sustaining and feel whole and complete. Thus, it is the perfect teacher. Our steps so far, then, are attitudes of acknowledgement, allowance, and lifestyle alignment on a day-to-day basis to this channel. Allowance requires a mindset shift, holding the awareness that we only eat for pleasure, not for need, as we know our baseline essence can feed us. While food is wonderful to consume, it is nice to know that we do not need it and to have a greater choice in how we wish to be nourished. Next, we need to lovingly invite our physical body system to open to receive a perfect blend of nourishment from all healthy sources, including cosmic microfuel, or chi, prana, as it is also called, which is also, again, just our baseline essence energy. We can also lovingly instruct our complete biosystem to open to our essence as a source of perfect nutrition. We can intend this to occur within our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual body systems. We can further ask our intelligent baseline essence for us to be so well nourished on all levels that we exist with grace and ease in the rhythm of health, happiness, harmony, and alignment, and mutual enhancement with all. This program of intention allows us to be a self-sustaining mechanism on all levels and not just physically. Next, we need to learn to talk to and listen to the physical body. Stop eating out of habit. Eat only when and if you are hungry, while you also hold firm in the knowledge of what your baseline essence can do for you. Begin to eat less and eat more live and light foods. Go from 3 meals a day to 2, then 2 meals a day to 1. Put less on your plate. Eat only until you are no longer hungry and not until you are full, as research has shown that this is better for you. Via meditation, tune to your body consciousness and ask it what it wants you to eat rather than feeding it what you think it needs. Learn the baseline essence guidance breath test technique that we have shared in our book, Being Essence, and use it to check your prana percentage on a regular basis and improve this percentage via your lifestyle. Using this method, you can then make the statement that prana now provides more than 50% of my physical body nourishment. If the breath confirms this, then check using the same statement if prana is now providing more than 60%, and so on, until you ascertain your exact prana percentage. Any time that you get a no response with the breath test, then drop the percentage amount that you are checking down a little, as maybe your prana percentage is 40% or even 49%, for example. But if you get a yes to 50%, then you can safely begin to reduce your physical food intake by that percentage amount. However, if you do this, you then also have to hold the intention that all my vitamins, all my minerals, and everything I need to be a healthy and self-regenerating, self-sustaining system comes directly to me as prana, or from prana as my essence. Full conversion to living purely on prana and our baseline essence cannot be attempted until this prana percentage level reads 100% and your complete biosystem is hooked in by your lifestyle. We need to note here too that while our mental and physical systems can often handle a quick conversion to cosmic microfuel nourishment, the emotional body system can take much longer. And conversion rates can vary within our own biosystem as well as person to person, as each of us is unique. The embodiment of certain virtues is also important as a mode of accessing a stronger flow of essence energy, to the degree that pure pranic flows can physically safely feed us. Use the baseline essence guidance system in the Being Essence booklet to assess your required virtue components for an easy transition. Which ones need more attention and development? With sincere-hearted intention, ask your baseline essence to guide you into this experience of nourishment organically, in the rhythm of joy and ease and grace, in the right way and time for you. Know and trust that your baseline essence is your perfect energy resource of love and wisdom and true nourishment by using meditation to experience what your essence really is. When you do meditate, ask to experience all the love and wisdom and power and gifts that your own essence that is breathing you has for you. Lastly, be more conscious of the divine resource within and use it to free you or lessen your dependence on the world's food resources. We'd like to finalize, just to say, we need in this path to treat our body with love and care, to make sure that we are so connected and aware of it that we never do anything to endanger our lives with this type of conversion. It's been nearly 20 years that I was introduced to this way of being, and it's taken a long time and a lot of research for us to be able to provide good methodology, simple methodology, in a bigger picture understanding, as we do in the book Being Essence, so that people can convert into this level of nourishment from cosmic microfuel in a way that is healthy for their systems and safe as well. If your prana percentage is only 40% once you've checked this and you stop taking physical food, then your body will naturally go into 60% fasting mode, living off fat and muscle until it breaks down, because 40% is not enough. How we increase this pranic flow within us is lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle. And we discuss this lifestyle in great detail also in the book, The Food of Gods, which offers a nice, safe conversion method. What we have found in our research is that long-term success of conversion is about 70% when we allow this to be a slow, natural, organic process from just aligning more to our essence channel within. As many people are aware now, we much prefer the slow, organic process that we outline in our book, The Food of Gods, which has a 70% long-term conversion success rate. And yet, the 21-day process that I underwent that we talk about in my book Pranic Nourishment, also known as Living on Light, it has a 10% long-term success rate. The difference in the two is that the 21-day process we find is too quick for most people on an emotional body level, and it makes social adjustment very difficult. It also doesn't share the ability of how to increase your pranic percentage to 100% and also how to check when it is at 100%. Because only when it is at 100% are you free as a system of energy to let go of taking nourishment from physical food as well. So we hope that this update into information on cosmic microfuel as a resource we can all tap into once we're tuned to the channel has been beneficial for those watching this video. This is Jasmine, again for the Embassy of Peace, sharing information that will bring us into the rhythm of health and freedom from all hungers in our world.